It's time once again for our monthly conversation with UNC Health Pardee. Today we're speaking with Greg McCarty, Chief Medical Officer for UNC Health Pardee. Dr. McCarty, thank you so much for being here today. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
So you're here today to talk to us about patient experience and how exactly that's measured for healthcare systems. So shed some light on what that means exactly.
Sure, glad to do that. You know, the way we measure patient experience is through surveys. If you've been to one of our sites, you may have gotten one of these surveys, whether it's to the emergency department, primary care office, specialty office, urgent care, or an inpatient or surgical center. We hand out surveys that ask specific questions to those sites and use that feedback to either find areas that we can improve and work on or to build on things that we do well.
So what's so important about that?
So I think to provide our patients the best possible care, we want them to have a great experience or the best possible experience they can. The experience ultimately affects the quality of care and the type of care that you have. The key to that, I think, is communicating with our patients. If the more we communicate with you, the better care plan we can design that fits your needs and desires. And the more you can understand the care plan and we work together, provide you the best care and give you the best experience possible.
Okay. So speaking of that, how is Pardee doing with patient experience? And are there other ways that it's measured or tracked? Any other ways?
Sure. There are national benchmarking agencies such as HealthGrades that use patient data to benchmark patient experience. And I'm glad to say that Pardee is one of the U.S. best hospitals for patient experience and the only one in Western North Carolina to achieve that.
What do you want patients for UNC Health Pardee to know about the commitment that you're making, obviously, with what you're talking about here, the commitment for making patient experience such a priority?
Sure. First and foremost, if you get a survey, please fill it out. We really do use that information to constantly try to improve what we're not doing so well and build on what we're doing well. And we can't do it without that communication and that feedback. You know, when people come to one of our sites for care, I think everybody expects quality care and they deserve quality care. But in addition, we want not just to provide you quality care, but we want you to be treated well and have the best experience possible.
So part of that would be the other half of the equation. It's got to be. We've talked a lot about the patients, but what about the provider, the care team? Talk to us about that helping that entire experience.
So you're exactly right. I mean, that is a big part of the equation. And that if you have engaged team members, engaged providers, they're more likely to provide quality care and provide a good experience for you.
Yeah.
And to that end, we've worked really hard, and my charge has been to improve that engagement. And we've done several things by just being transparent, communicating with our staff, paying them, compensating them fairly, and providing some sort of work-life balance. We also got a grant from the Duke Endowment to provide sort of a wellness space where in real time people can come unwind if they need to because the job can get stressful. And I think what people find is in healthcare, if your patients are having a good experience, if they're happy and you're providing quality care, the job's just easier and you enjoy it more, which makes you want to be more engaged and continually improve. And that's really what we've tried to instill in our team.
So let me ask you this. You go through medical school, you go through everything that you have to do to become a doctor for your profession. Did you ever see yourself in a role like this where you're really having conversations about patient experience?
So in medical school and in residency, absolutely not. That's not something, unfortunately, that you learn. But then in real life, you really do learn it. And what I've come to find is it's the most enjoyable part of my job.
Wow.
Because when people are having a great experience, A, providing care is not only easier, it's a pleasure. And it's our pleasure to do that. And that's what we want people to understand.
That is perfect. Thank you very much, Dr. McCarty. It's such a pleasure to talk with you, and thank you for sharing your time with us and helping us understand about Pardee's commitment to patient experience. If you would like to know more about Pardee, visit pardeehospital.org.